Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a Monday morning, a glorious Monday morning. Now, a few weeks ago, you'll notice that I'd done this thing with accountants and who else was there? There was a solicitors and there was a gentleman from Beresford's estate agent, where we're looking at particular businesses and how they're coping coming out of lockdown. And we're going to do the same this week with Hutton View Care Home. Now, on the phone right now, I've got Carl Roberts, who's the Customer Relationship Manager. Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all the better for speaking to you on this lovely Monday morning.
Oh, very kind, very kind.
Now, this this lockdown, it did, because you're looking to open up. It should have been open by now, shouldn't it, Hutton View?
I don't know if you can hear the drilling away in the background, but we're full steam ahead to get things open, ready for November, Mike. So we're terribly excited.
So you're going to open November. When were you supposed to open?
Well, we were aiming to invite residents in August. So we're still well on track to get things ready for November, and it gives us a little bit more time to make sure things are perfect for when residents arrive.
You obviously haven't got any residents in there at the moment. That's what all the drilling's about.
No, so yeah, we've got obviously a full team of workmen here, and they're cracking on with the. They're getting the home ready, and I've got some men outside my office today, and they're working on the terrace and the balcony, by the looks of it. So that's all terribly exciting.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so it'll be nice and up-to-date and brand new for when the residents actually get in November. So how many residents can you actually fit in?
So Hutton View will be able to care for up to 77 residents across the home. We're going to be very much focused on residential care and dementia care here at Hutton View. And we are aiming to provide a real sort of luxury lifestyle approach to care, which is very much relationship centred.
Now, as the care home's not open at the moment, I suppose you haven't really gone into this PEP side of it, where you've had to put the masks and the gloves on and all the rest of it.
Well, quite to the contrary, Mike, in that we're still taking the extra precautions here at Hutton View. So myself and the rest of the team here, we still have PPE, and when we have workmen coming into the different areas, we're still asking them to wear that. We take temperature checks every morning. And
oh.
I think that's something that Hallmark has been very strong on, has been their policy towards mitigating any infection risks within the home. So, we absolutely take things very seriously.
Now, that's quite shocked me. That is a huge precaution, because I would have thought, as there was nobody in the home and it was just you and a few employees, you wouldn't worry about that. But they're still making you wear the masks and what have you.
We've got to protect each other and protect the team, Mike. So yeah, it's better to be overconscious than underprepared.
Okay, so if there's anybody listening now, Carl, that is looking to put their elderly relative, or there's some elderly people right now that think it's time to go into a care home, have you got a website that we can look at?
Yep, you just need to go onto the Hallmark website, Mike, and look at sort of homes in Essex and look at Hutton View. But what we've actually got coming up, and one thing that we're really proud of here, is the innovative approach we've taken to make sure that families are still engaged with us as a care home and are still able to consider us for future care for their loved ones. We've got a virtual open day that's actually coming up towards the end of this month.
Oh, fantastic. What date is that then?
So the virtual open day is going to be on the 30th of July. It starts at 11 a.m. and it's just a one-hour event. What we'll be doing is giving an update on the progress of the development. And we're going to be doing a virtual tour, and then there's going to be a Q&A session with myself and the rest of the team here. Alongside this, again, part of that sort of approach to make sure families are still connected is actually offering virtual sort of one-to-one appointments as well. So, it's fully immersive. You feel like you're here. And actually, I had a family with me the other day virtually, and it felt like they were actually so much in the room that I thought, oh, maybe I need to make sure they leave the car park properly. It was that sort of feeling that they were still here with us. So, yeah.
What a fantastic idea that was. Do you do this via Zoom and your mobile phone?
Yeah, we use Microsoft Teams, and we can use Zoom as well. And basically, we sort of sit set up in our lounge, our sort of camera pointed at us, and we sort of go through all all of the circumstances about those individuals and their care needs. We actually recorded an immersive tour, which is a guided tour through the show suites last week with a professional videographer. That lasts for about 10 minutes, and it really takes them through all the different aspects of the home. And then we finish off by looking at the floor plans and helping them select the room for their loved one to move into later this year. So, the only thing that's missing would be to do it in virtual reality to make it even more immersive.
Well, Carl, thank you very, very much. What we're going to do, we're going to call and speak to Jenny tomorrow morning. I know she's the general manager, isn't she?
She is, yeah. Jenny's our commissioning general manager and is vastly experienced with us here at Hallmark, so you'll have a great conversation with her for sure.
And we're going to speak to Arif on Wednesday morning, who's the hospitality manager.
Yes, Arif is our head of hospitality. He makes sure that all of the luxury standards are properly met here at the home. So, he's a very nice chap indeed.
Brilliant. Carl, thank you very much for calling in today, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Mike. Have a great day, and we'll see you later.